Why don't we just start off with talking about what Young Professional Network is all about and what their kind of goals are.
Absolutely. So Young Professionals Network was made last year. Tessa and I were asked to kind of bring it up again, reignite it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
For the past year, we've made different programs, some development, mostly social. Just our main goal was to just get people involved, back at it, kind of get our name back out there.
Exactly.
Honestly. So that was tough in a COVID year, honestly.
Right.
And we were both new to our jobs last fall. So this year, we kind of just wanted to hit the ground running, get new people in, and now we're here at our first fundraiser because we've kind of set aside goals for 2022 and then some 5-year goals. And we really want to bust those out of the water. Mm-hmm. So this YPN event would definitely give us the funds to be able to pay for some speakers, get some more development out there, just give more perks to our members.
Is there anything that you can kind of share about the 5-year plan or what you would like to see YPN look like in a handful of years?
Yeah, so we're going to focus a lot more on quality over quantity. This last year, we really busted our butts to make sure that we had a development and a social each month, kind of past when the COVID restrictions were lifted a little bit more. We really wanted to make sure that was our top priority. But it just kind of burnt everybody out, kind of. And especially with events and everything coming back, it felt good at first. But then it just everything started coming back. And this year and moving forward, we'd like to just focus on having about 4 really good events, really good development events. And then supplementing those with social events. So networking and all that fun stuff and posting more of what's going on in the community, but less of YPN-sponsored things.
Right. So in January, Abby and I will sit down with the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, Pam Gaither, and we will kind of work out a plan to roll out. But as Abby said, kind of focus on quarterly events that are geared towards development while also having the socials, but have that relationship with local businesses that make it mutually beneficial for not only the YPN, but also for those businesses as well. But then just looking at creating events that YPs could attend in the community. And so making it kind of like not exclusive but inclusive of all like those that support YPN and mm-hmm. not just for YPN themselves. But we are trying to come up with a plan that will make your membership even more worthwhile. And so we have a few exciting things kind of in our heads that we need to kind of write out. But one of the things that we'd really like to implement is kind of a mentorship program. So we want to be a resource, but we also need resources. So that's what we'll kind of look forward to.
Yeah. And I know YPN is kind of a nice dovetail, the professional and personal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of nicely transitions into the Fala holiday party that we're talking about, the fundraiser. What can you tell us about that and how what the, I guess, thinking was behind doing this particular event?
The Fala holiday party was is something that Abby and I kind of happened upon after many months and weeks of kind of planning for some type of fundraiser to, one, not only get funds that could help for future programs and initiatives, but also relaunch YPN and get our name out there. So those that are in YPN know the name very well, but those outside of it really don't know what it entails. So the holiday party is doing both of those things, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened of, hey, what's something fun that we can do and support local businesses, but also like paying homage to how the YPNs currently became such close friends. And that was karaoke on Thursday nights at mm-hmm. Cherry Street. And so we have the Fala holiday party and karaoke, which is just the friendly competition of some local YPs and hopefully some other participants that will belt out some holiday tunes.
And where are you starting at?
So we're going to start at Jimmy's at 4:30. We're going to give you your drink tickets, we'll say, your cup, and some more little swag items. Register you. You get pizza at Jimmy's and your signature drink, and then you'll go from Jimmy's to the Chamber, actually. We'll be able to have some drinks there. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, and
exclusive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not many people can say they get to do that, huh?
Absolutely. Right. Unless you go to the business after hours on Tuesday. But
quick plug.
Quick plug for the cake up business after hours. But then we're going to go from the Chamber to 156 East, and then to Bar 65, and then end at Cherry Street with Cherryoke.
And there's a signature drink at each stop. Is that right? What is, you know, that's something that just the bars themselves are working on?
Yep. So each of the bars we've reached out to that are going to be stops have chosen a G&M product that they would love to highlight, as G&M is one of our wonderful sponsors along with the Chamber. Just to kind of highlight, so we have like a, I think, a cranberry spritzer. We have some like High Noon situation going on. We have Bahama Mamas at Cherry Street and a few other fun little things. So yeah, you get your cup, and so they'll just, you go up to the thing, they'll know that you're obviously part of the group. You get a free drink with your ticket purchase, and yeah, you get to enjoy the night. Hopefully a lot of people come out. All ages are welcome. We really want to see holiday attire, but business attire for a happy hour is okay. Really, we just want to be all-inclusive. So if you can come for 1 hour, if you can come for all 5 hours, we would love to see you there.
And it's important that people get their tickets in advance, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't buy them at the door. So it'll be $30. You can find us. Probably the quickest way would be on Facebook at the Fala Holiday Party. That's F-A-L-A Holiday Party. There's a link there under their ticket link. And
which
then,
is found on our Facebook page, which is the Young Professionals Network of Galesburg.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Or you can go to the Chamber's website, which is just galesburg.org.
Would it be similar, how would people reach out to you if they want to learn more about the Young Professionals Network or want to learn about joining?
Yeah, so basically the same way. You can call the Chamber or I at 309-343-1194.
Or you can call me directly on my line at Experience Galesburg. My personal is 309-315-4288. Or an easy way is just an email. And I'm marketing@experiencegalesburg.org.
And I am Abby, ABBY, at knoxpartnership.com.
Huh? I'm .com. Just kidding.
You are .com?
Yeah.
Okay. anything we should know about the Young Professionals Network or Fall Holiday Party before, you know?
It's going to be a really, really fun time. Tessa and I have reached out to a lot of community members, community leaders, especially just to see if they are interested in coming. And a lot of them are excited to just see what we are working on. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for not only the current YPs to kind of discuss, but just to have a good time and to mingle with other people. It's always great. We've, like Tessa said, we started out at Cherry Street, but we also started with just social gatherings that, you know, one person would bring a friend and then that friend would bring another friend. And, you know, all of a sudden we met somebody from the radio. All of a sudden we met somebody from the United Way. And so those mingling events are really what brought us to where we are. So we really want it to be a great mingling event.
And that's what it's just casual, you know, show up as you are and network with some of the young professionals, but also like this is open to everyone. So though our group is geared towards the, you know, 20 to 40 age range, we really want those that whether their business or organization supports YPs or they want to learn more, because your organization can sponsor your young professionals. So and their membership. So anyone is more than welcome to come, not just those that are, you know, 40 and under. But if you have YPs at your business, like, please come out. And if you just want to, you know, meet Abby and I or you, Cam, like, please come out. And we cannot express it enough that it is not just for the YPN group, but for those that support it and want to learn more.
And if I could put it this way, I think it's almost like a a powerful group to know because just from, you know, being a part of it and knowing you guys, you can send like a message to 10 people and then there's usually somebody in there that's going to be able to help you or direct you in a pretty significant way because they're all kind of people that are very involved and are good, smart people.
Absolutely. I mean, I would like to think that we're kind of the up and coming group. We're here to help Galesburg grow and we have new perspectives and insights that we're more than welcome to respectfully give out to others that are interested. But we're also the people that step up and volunteer and support our local businesses and shops. We've all been there and we're all there for one another. So the more that we can grow the group, I think it really can do some positive change for Galesburg.
Absolutely. I would also say that we're looking, you know, people are looking for us in the community to be mentors to our high schoolers and college kids, but we're also looking for to be mentees. So that older, quote unquote, older YPN range from 30 to 40, even 50, some of our best mingling opportunities have just been to rub shoulders with presidents of the bank or to be able to know the top realtors. I know that was super helpful for me now that I'm a Galesburg resident, shout out. It was really great to just be able to have to know bank lenders, to know realtors, to know the area, even though I have not been in the area for very long. So
YPN is a resource, but we also want to have resources that we can kind of help people to and utilize in that sense. So
absolutely.
Excellent.
We're just one big think tank.